into wild Akuma Dragon Misfit Source Forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with a loose mind and a questionable understanding of the rules, I see my adventure for two small strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your rivers, and join us as we make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Braun, the Star Dancing Podcast.
Previously on...
Botched.
The group had all kinds of things going on. They were trying to figure out how to get the bombs out of their head. Phil was doing like a weird escape mission, found Ursula and the ship. Meanwhile, Thoughtules is preparing for his fight with Chlorpok. Meanwhile, in the halls of justice. Meanwhile, Jordan Pyre and Arturus are at the side of old Bendelfloor. Welcome back, listeners, to the fifth episode of our fifth season of Botched D&D Podcast. Thanks much for joining in. We're going to start roughly where we left off last time, as I have a quick question for...
M4C1.
This is fucking name. Mac?
Me?
Is that your name, Mac?
M4C1.
I think Dennis says Benda.
Why don't I have it?
Flamnesia.
Benda Flamnesia!
M4C1.
That's an extremely rare pizza-related disease.
Mac. That's right. I've got pizza-itis. All right. Mac, you last left off finding Ursula and the ship and all that stuff. What is your... Like, are you going back to the main building for the fight? Because there was this whole plan where, you know... Everybody had to be together to get the bombs out of your head and all that stuff. The balls out of your head.
They might be balls.
They could be.
Bomb balls. They're in the chins.
Yeah.
Not in the head.
What was our plan? I know the plan. Because
you had parked
like,
your little ship in the hangar.
I know, but do you want to do a history check? I wasn't expecting.
No, I think wasn't the plan was he was getting the escape. I was distracting, and everyone else was supposed to do the stuff.
Yeah, Mac was supposed to find a way to escape, which you kind of did, because you found the ship.
So I kind of want to plan it as our getaway ship happens right at the end of the fight, so that we can swoop in, load everybody up, and get the
hell
out of
here.
Sure,
but how do you get the bomb out of your head?
Do I have a chisel? Chisel check.
You do. That's not how that works. You don't remember all the things with the Merkin?
I certainly do. So,
Steve?
So what I'll do is I'll tell Ursula that she needs to be at this place at this time so that we can all get out of here.
Do you not want to go with her?
I gotta go back to get the bomb out of my head.
Well, we have the guy.
Yeah, he's gonna be on the ship.
Yeah.
Assuming...
Yeah, but what if they blow it before?
Yeah, that's what
I was thinking too. Mm-hmm. And she's my captain, and I trust her.
Well, I mean, she's gonna be alive either way.
Yeah.
Does she know how to take the bomb out of my
head? She doesn't know how to take it out of your head now.
How? She never got one because she went
she
missing.
Can take the bomb out of the track though.
No, she never got one.
Yeah.
She bought her way to freedom.
Yeah.
And left us all to. I kind of feel
has
like
not explained
not
how that happened, but.
Huh. Do you want to tell us how that happened?
No, it's personal.
I was asking Dennis, but okay.
No, I'm not telling you. She's telling you. It's personal.
Voice in head.
Okay.
Both are voices in my head.
Well, I mean, I trust her, right? She's going to help us out if I leave her, right?
If you trust her.
Can I insight?
Probably roll for that shit.
Sure.
I insighted with a 14.
Did you tell her the plan?
Not yet. I was about to.
Okay. With a 14, she seems real leery about helping you. Without a plan.
Well, I tell her the plan.
So if you tell her the plan, then she seems like she would be more apt to do this mission.
And the reason, Ursula, Captain, sorry, is that if I don't get this bomb removed and I'm on your ship and it goes off, it's going to kill everybody.
It's not that big of a bomb.
She doesn't know that.
She doesn't know that?
She kind of knows that.
She doesn't know that. She knows it.
She knows it.
But if I'm flying, if I'm the one flying,
then the ship will just list to the right.
Well,
probably.
I would probably explode and then hit down.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah. Well, however you seize up.
I would fall forward.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Would you?
Would you become rigid?
I would.
Okay.
And then I would probably shit my pants and nobody's going to want to go near me to get
And then the only way myself. To fly is to cut we'll your arms instead. And then to move your arms like the sticks.
I'm a robot.
Yeah,
that
would just fuck up the ship
pants.
Forever.
Yeah.
So after you tell her the plan, she seems a little bit more trustworthy in terms of like, yes, she will actually show up and help her crew. At first, she seemed a bit hesitant
sure.
to get into this suicide mission.
to help the people that
well, no,
she
to,
was supposed
to pick
be
up
commanding.
A bunch of people with bombs in their heads.
To help
on the ship she just put back together.
Literally
her
like,
crew. Literally her crew
her
that
own
she is
crew.
Being charged with.
Yeah, but if she even if she loaded up the whole crew without a plan, it's like, okay, she put them all on the ship, then their heads
plan.
All explode.
We have a plan.
Okay, well, she didn't know that at first.
But also, like...
Situation's too complicated. I'm just leaving.
That's right. I'm just... Man, I got things to do.
What a captain.
The best. Around. And nothing's going to keep her down.
Except a Not bomb. Gravity.
Except a bomb.
In my head.
In your head.
And I'm going to... Yeah, anyway.
All right, so you're going to take your ship back?
You have a... You have a another ship? Mine's kind of like... Mine's a little hot right now. Got a hot little ship.
So hot.
She's like, I mean, you could take my little shuttlecraft that I used to get to and from where I live.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna commandeer that.
It's like a real junky Ooh. Piece
That's
of shit.
What's it sound like? A
made of trash.
That's fine. I've driven jalopies before.
This is a sloppy jalopy.
There ain't nothing I can't
there
pilot.
There ain't nothing you can't pilot. That is true. But this is a sloppy jalopy. Makes
I'll
a lot
take
of-
your sloppy seconds. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, you can have it.
Can I do some work on it before I get into it to kind of make it not so...
What do you want to do to it? I mean, it just runs. It runs.
Well, I don't want it to be noisy and bring attention to me. Can I mess with the...
There's a lot of things you're going to need to mess with, but sure. Yeah, roll.
I'm honestly envisioning this thing to be, like, comically small.
Roll
like
a mechanical
those,
engineering check.
Like those rocking horse things you see outside of, like, CVS's. Mm-hmm.
What's a mechanical check, by
so
the
it's
way?
So it's, like, just a tiny rocket with a
mechanical
saddle.
Mechanical engineering is...
It's a Scooty Puff Junior.
Junior, yeah. And it sucks.
It's got a shielded saddle, okay? Its ass kind of can burn off.
It's got that Swiss cheese brain.
Mechanical engineering is an intelligence roll.
So since I'm a pilot, do I get advantage on this?
No.
Why? But I've been working on planes.
You're not proficient in mechanical engineering.
You don't know that. You don't know that I went to school
for. You don't even know that it is a thing, so I'm going to guess you're not proficient in it.
He doesn't even know that his character sheet is a thing.
That's right.
15. Oh, that's the wrong character sheet.
He's playing a...
Holy crap.
Something else.
That was a joke, but it was also prophetic.
He's playing Gonzo the Great or whatever.
Yeah.
Bonzo the Great.
It doesn't matter because my intelligence is... I got 13.
Bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's an above average roll. I would say you can get rid of some of the noise and make it run a little cleaner, less smoke. Still a little smoky. Not black smoke this time, white smoke.
Whoa.
And it just makes a putting noise.
Dennis, read the room.
Okay.
There's no words in this room.
I'm okay.
No,
with
we don't
that.
Like putting.
We're drivers, not putters.
Yeah.
My
father was killed by a putter.
The original Power Rangers.
So I'll take that out now.
The original Power Rangers is rather triggering for me.
Are you just leaving your ship in that hangar bay, or are you like keeping it, or also there was the briefcase? What's your plan?
Well, there's nothing in the briefcase anymore, right? Because remember, I threw it and kept the contents.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's just laying on the seat. I don't even remember if I told you what it was.
You did. Yeah.
What did I tell you?
Remind me. I don't remember. It was 2 weeks ago.
It looks like a canister with lots of whirring parts and a crystal sort of center. Almost looks like something. It holds something, but there's nothing in it.
Gooey crystal center.
I don't think crystals are gooey.
Maybe it's a
They can be.
Under enough pressure, yeah.
Gooey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You say the right things to him.
Yeah.
That's true. Depends on how romantic you get.
Oh, I got a backpack.
You look so gooey.
Depends
right
on which crystals you know.
How's your charisma?
Do I have a backpack?
Everyone has a backpack.
All right, so I'm going to throw it in my backpack.
Okay.
Backpack.
Sure.
Backpack.
It's about a foot long and about 6 or 7 inches in diameter.
It's fine. I've had
heavier, it's a big flashlight.
Big things in it.
It's huge.
Cool. Huge. I'm going to go back and get my bomb removed.
Okay, so you're just going to leave your speedy ship in the hangar, and that'll be that. All right, got it. So
then hope Ursula comes to our rescue.
that as well. All right, so you head back. There, you know, I mean, you've been doing this long enough. You know there's like a little private docking area where you could park this thing and nobody's going to... No, I don't know why you're giving me the winks and the... why are you being weird about it?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a place to dock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Docking.
Private dock.
Oh, yeah.
Roll to dock now.
I got 69.
Ah, okay. So you're parked. You're fine. So your part of the plan is done. So meanwhile, back at the fight. So Joran and Arturus have already quelled some issues, but the announcer's starting to come on. Lights have come down a little bit. I think we had said... You had specific music that you like. What kind of music would you like to come out to?
He's Thought coming out. He's got the world to fight. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. A techno a version song. Of that?
Yeah.
No. An acoustic.
No.
An
acoustic version and a prize fight.
Okay. Yeah. Really messes up his opponent's head.
I was thinking,
he's like, the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It's like postal service.
No, come on.
It's very frenetic, but also.
Is that what you're going for, or do you want something else? Thought you lease.
No, I think I'm coming out's good. Gets the point across.
Okay.
Hold on, what's your fighting name again? You had one.
Thought you lease.
Yeah,
his real name's Todd.
Todd, yep.
Yeah. Okay, so...
T-O-double-D.
So the announcer... So that music's starting to... It's fading in a little bit. It's very low, while the announcer's just like, first up, reigning champ, no, not reigning, our challenger, we have Thoughtulies. And everyone's like, yeah, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, I'm Thoughtulies.
And the music gets up real loud. And what are you wearing when you come out?
I've got the red and yellow trunks on.
Okay, you have trunks on. Okay.
Yeah.
Elephant sure. trunks that he spray painted.
Sure. Yeah, why not? Sure. Okay, great. And he's like, all right. And now, your reigning champion, undefeated Clawpock! And everyone goes crazy. Clawpock has tank treads, but also giant lobster claws for hands. Like, and they're serrated and make loud snapping noises as he just down the ramp towards the stage.
Just the two hands?
Just the two hands, I think. He has two on his shoulders that are smaller little grabbies.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. But they're like normal-sized arms on his shoulders. The other ones are huge. He gets to the stairs to go into the ring, and his tank treads literally just ding, 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 and he just gets on in the stage that way.
Oh, God, he cannot be stopped.
When he enters the stage, he's stairs. A lot larger than you are, but then the light sort of... all coalesce towards the middle of the stage, and this giant cage starts to lower that goes around the stage. And they're like, it's a surprise cage match!
Come on, guys.
Yeah, woo, cage match, fucking kill him!
Bro.
Jordan, you see this shit?
So that lowers, and it's electrified, and there's like little bits of dead bots just stuck to it all over the place. It's pretty nasty. But I would say your ring that you're in currently is a, it's a 50 by 50. It's a pretty big ring. But there's like scorch marks all over the place. It looks like it's seen some shit.
All right.
And so the announcer's like, all right, so the rules are, there are no rules. Two bots enter and one better be fucking dead by the end of this. All right. And then he just fizzles out because it's a hologram.
He's not going to let's get ready to rumble or
he
anything?
He goes, hold your goddamn horses. He fizzles out and it says... And then you just hear through the speakers this very loud, billowing, let's get ready to rumble! And, like, everything in the entire building is shaking because they've pumped in a little bit of crowd noise as well.
Are you all ready for this? Are y'all ready for this?
Are y'all ready for this?
It's the only version that survived in the future.
Redneck jock chants.
Yeah. Someone's playing the bucket.
So,
the worst timeline.
Are you sure?
Real quick, you two, Arturus and Joran.
Yeah.
So part of your thing is that you're supposed to get away and get back to the group to get your bombs removed as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the boss needs to be distracted by the fight.
Yeah.
Wait, then you guys can get away.
How am I supposed to get mine removed?
Great question. Also,
they didn't remove also, it pre-fight?
Or whatever,
no, they couldn't. Also, Bendelfloor needs to die.
Bendel Fleur.
Bendel Fleur. I said Bendel Fleur.
No, you said Bendel Fleur.
Keep saying Bendel Fleur.
I said Bendel Fleur.
You did not.
You tried to.
What? I don't care.
It doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
It matters to the viewers.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. They're so high and drunk right now, they don't even know what's up.
They're going to be confused the second half of the season when we meet the Bendel Fleur, leader of the Resistance.
That's right. Bendel Fleur.
Charismatic sex god.
Anyways, okay. So that's a thing. So keep that in mind. Feel free to, you know, pipe up whatever you have a thing to say, to do. Meanwhile, we have the fight in the middle of the ring, so I'm going to need you to roll me initiative.
Yeah.
For you versus
that's something
Korpok.
I can do.
I'm going to be keeping an eye on Bendel Fleur to see how engaged in the fight he is.
Okay.
Thotchily's got an 8.
All right. Well, Korpok got a 9, so unfortunately for he's going to go first. So Korpok is going to roll his way on over. Now, since you're both still low level, he's only going to get 1 attack. He's not going to have 2. But he rumbles towards you, and he's going to come at you with a big old pincer attack. He got a 20. Not natural, but he got a 20.
Yeah, that's good. 20's good.
All right. So he's going to get you with a claw.
You have 3 health?
I'm pretty sure I've got like 25 health.
He got a 8 damage.
I know. I have 18 health.
The BattleBot has less health than the Ambassador. How?
We're level 1, right?
No.
No, we're level 2.
Oh, then I do have 25. Nice. Or 28.
That just came out of nowhere. Like, you didn't roll for it. You didn't take an average.
Yep. Just,
I got 40.
I have it now.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
What level are we?
2?
Oh, I was level 2, but now I'm level 2.1. I've got 35 hit points.
Well, so awesome. I took 8.
You take 8 damage as this claw comes in and sort of hits you right in the midsection and starts to, it tears a little bit at your aluminum.
At his beer belly.
At your beer belly.
His keg belly.
Yeah. He's getting you in the giggly bits.
I need that.
And you're leaking a little goo from that area.
Coolant.
That's my goo.
Coolant goo. Yeah. Goolant.
Oh, no.
Cool goo.
Cool goo.
I new from Blamco. The camera for my free action.
Okay.
And I say, this leaking goo brought to you by Jesus fat-shaming Christ.
No. Let him finish.
Sure.
Let him finish.
I hold up a little, it's like ripped Jesus with 2 thumbs up, and he's got a vitamin supplement.
Where
are
we keeping that?
Right on my palm, because he's paying me to do it.
Okay. Sure.
And then I close my fist, and I make an attack against.
What kind of attack you doing?
The champ. A double punch. Can I do my fire breath as like a secondary action, another action? Or is it an attack action?
It's an attack action, the fire breath. You could do fire breath or you could do a punch. Or you could somehow try and come up with some weird creative way to put them together into one thing.
But you get a +3 to attack.
The
power of Christ
double
compels
fire
him.
Belching punch, which
what are you
is
doing?
Like the double fire belching punch of Todd.
Okay, so you're basically just breathing fire onto your fists and punching
him. Yeah, it's like both of my fists and a headbutt that explodes in fire.
All right, roll for that attack.
I got an 18.
The powder of Christ compels you!
To lose some fucking weight.
So,
oh, hold on, it's a protein powder?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it also gives you parasites.
The powder of Christ.
Oh, you can get the liquid version. It's the blood of Christ.
Oh, fuck you.
This is going to be a 2d4 plus 1d6 damage. Since you're... Yeah, we'll get into it once you roll it.
What a great business idea.
All right. Is Swan on right now? Swan! I need you to do designs for this.
And then my strength, of course.
Of course.
13 cool. All day.
What'd you say?
13 all day.
13, all right. So you sort of simultaneously punch with both fists as you blow fire, which then propels them a little faster, also heats up your fists. It hits him in the chest and causes like a minor explosion, which sends him careening backwards. He hits the back of the stage where the cage is and gets a little zippy-zappy for additional 3 damage.
But it also charges his batteries.
But also he gets an erection.
No.
Yeah.
And how is Bendel Fleur doing?
Bendel Fleur is...
Stop saying
Bendel Fleur.
There we go.
Bendel Fleur.
Bandelfleur is, he's cheering like everyone else. It's pretty early in the fight still. They're very focused on the fight. I think Bandelfleur said he wanted you to win this one. I don't think he wanted you to tank this fight.
No. No, I'm a winner. Things are going to change.
This time.
Plus, he bet on himself.
Yeah, plus, yeah, yeah.
Like, all my money.
Yeah, well,
and
I was saying,
this,
if...
I got this Jesus deal, so I can't, like, I can't fail.
If Bandelfleur
doesn't back losers, all
had wanted him to tank the fight, then he obviously wouldn't...
Oh, boy.
Then he obviously wouldn't want Thoughtless to win.
It's the cheese, man.
It's the booze and it's the cheese. Boo cheeses.
Boo cheesy.
Boo cheesy.
I think Joran has to take a poop, and I have to... go and assist him. So, I'm gonna.
Jewish, what are you doing? It's a great fight that we've got going on here.
Yeah, and I'm excited to get back to it.
Well, hurry up! Hurry up!
Yeah, he needs help pooping. I mean, he's a human, so, you know.
I had too much space pizza and it's really stopped up. I need his nimble fingers to get in and actuate the prostate. You see, it's a really complicated but interesting process in the human anatomy. Okay. You sure?
Let's go.
I could really... It's very fascinating.
The fight will still be on it when you get back.
Well,
let's go.
It'll be very quick. Yeah, see ya.
Okay.
And we head to the meeting point?
Sure. Which is not too far from the arena. It's like a janitor closet sort of thing where everyone else is going to be located.
How many people?
It's like 50.
In a janitor closet?
It's also like a storage closet as well. So it's kind of big.
You couldn't fit 50 people in this room.
You could.
You definitely
could.
You could.
Lay them down, crisscross applesauce, boom.
Oh, God.
Shut up, Dennis.
Easily fit 50 people in here.
Shut up, Dennis.
I'm sorry, science is on my side.
I don't believe in science.
Yeah, science from the German war machine.
That's right.
I was going to say the science of the ships coming over from... never mind.
You pilot a spaceship.
Did you throw your pink sock at me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so meanwhile...
Take that off?
I'm mostly made of Lego.
Oh, nice. He's
detachable.
Back in the ring, we have Chlorpok is up.
I got my guard up.
He doesn't seem to move much closer to you. Instead, he just sort of rocket shoots this other claw right at you.
Ooh, like a get over here?
Yeah, like a get over here.
But since you have
claw
your fist up,
here.
You get partial cover...
No.
Just one quart of cover.
He's going to miss horribly.
Awesome.
Roll me a... Give me a dex check. Not a save, a check.
Crit 20 sounds good.
Great. So as this thing's not coming that close to you, but you also just sort of boop it. Like you deflect it. It hits the fence behind you and then electrocutes himself a little bit more. So he's going to take another 2 damage.
Ooh. How's he looking now?
Like a robot.
Majestic.
He's got some scorch marks on him or whatever, but he's looking pretty okay. Like, he's not even half health yet.
That's a lot of health.
Yeah. Well, it's your turn, so.
Well, I'm going to have to go ahead and give him the patented Todd missile.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. What's a Todd missile?
That's what he calls his wiener.
Tissel.
Don't worry about it.
I don't have a wiener. I have a faucet. Okay.
Faucet.
True.
Faucet.
How, that is kind of
described to me.
No, no, it's right. I forgot.
It is a thing.
You would pick a faucet over a piston.
Does it have like one of those like turny cranks, or is it a push button?
No, it's
an old
garden faucet.
Do I have to stand on the top of one of your feet for it to work?
I mean, you could find out.
And then the other one opens your trash compartment?
It's one of those hand wave ones. You just wave your hand over it, and it
that's
goes.
Just... Bing. Every shadow just sets it off and just pisses all over himself.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So the Todd missile is where I run and do a flying missile kick, but I also put my head up, and I burp fire to propel myself further.
Okay. Roll me
like a
first.
Rocket missile kick.
Sure. Roll me first an athletics check.
I have gotten a 15.
All right, that's pretty good. And so you get a good running start. Clunk 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 clunk. Leap into the air. Now,
I just don't care.
Sure. For the fire propulsion, roll me a percentage.
All right. Thoughtulese. 93.
Oh, so it just
Todd's rolling high tonight.
Explodes out of your mouth. You got the good stuff inside you tonight. And
I
then
had nachos and beer.
Roll me a strength attack.
Okay. Don't fuck up. Whew. All right. I got a 26.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. Wait, how'd you get a 26?
I rolled an 18 on the die, and I have a plus 6 to strength because you let me get a 22 naturally, and then I'm proficient.
I don't even remember. Sure.
So,
yeah, sure. 26.
Hold on. You weren't okay with him making his health up on the spot, but you're okay with that?
All right. Yeah, I'm level 2. I got a 22 strength. What's up?
I'm trying to figure out. It's fine.
He's stronger than the gods.
Oh, because your class like probably gives strength. You a bonus of strength,
yeah,
and then your race
my class
does too.
And my race does.
Okay,
I'm
that makes sense.
I'm a murder robot.
Well, maybe sure. He's stronger than your human gods.
I guess you're right. Yeah, robot Jesus is a lot more swole.
Sure.
Vodka-chugging robot Jesus is awesome.
I need you to roll me
a dice?
No. Give me, you know
a
what?
Joint.
Give me 6d6.
A blunt.
66.
Because you got such a high rocket propulsion, this is going to make your damage go boom.
And I'm assuming I'm kicking him into the side.
Probably that too.
Oh, that's some terrible rolling.
one,
three dice have gotten me an 8 total.
Mm.
There we go. 22 plus my strength, so 28 damage.
All right.
Robot pride fighting.
You hit him so hard that it puts an in like a your feet shaped indent right in the middle of his chest, causing him to like cave in a bit as he flies backwards at the fence. He's only going to take 1 damage from the electricity, but he is in rough shape. Sparks are flying out all over him. He's like jerking and
now is not the time to jerk it.
I mean,
right before you die seems like a perfect time.
Seems like a perfect time to jerk.
I mean, are you
going
to
make what I loved?
Are you going to make sweet love to him before he goes into the beyond?
Yeah,
probably not.
So this fight's actually going a lot faster than most people anticipated. You guys don't have a ton of time to do the thing that you're doing, but you get to the rendezvous point right around the same time that old Mac does.
Not old.
You don't know how old you are. You don't remember when you were born.
They got there in 12
or
seconds.
Where?
Yeah, yep. It's been 2 rounds.
It's just outside of the arena, so yeah, it's not too far.
Right. Through the corridor,
so
down the escalator.
There's 50 people. They have a few of those tools ready.
Maybe it's like every time that someone hits the cage, the electricity kind of like dilates time inside the cage so they can get some good like 3D shots of all the damage happening.
Sure. Why not?
That's probably what happened.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have taken these bombs out of our heads when we were still back in the apartment.
Yeah, well, that's where I figured it was going
to
happen.
No, the issue was that he didn't have the juice to do that.
But we had 2 super-powered things to power the things.
Yeah, but the amount of time it would take to remove each one, plus it was a faulty device.
They would have found it.
Could have gone wrong. Whereas the setup in here is they've hooked it into the stadium's power grid.
Mm.
So they're going to do them all real quick. Right when they're gonna try and time this so that they have a monitor up so they can see the fight, and they're like, oh shit, we gotta hurry this up.
But
Todd, slow it down.
Yeah, Todd knows the plan, so I think he would probably throw some of his punches.
Does he know?
He was there when we planned this.
Yeah.
Todd has no chill, bro.
No. He just did like a massive amount of damage right there. He's just doing all of his special moves like right after another.
All gas.
It's like alt move. Like
God damn it, Todd.
Yeah.
I'll just punch him from now out.
Okay. You hit him one time, he's dead. So he's that rough.
All right, let's get our
Anyways,
brain slug.
Do the dodge action for the next, like, 6 rounds.
So,
yeah, toy with him?
Yeah.
To increase ratings?
You could. Joran, so you're the doctor. You're the one that needs to be doing the removal process.
All right, is everyone ready?
Everyone's
to
like,
put their lives in my hands.
Because he has to bore a hole in everyone's head. So.
I'll go first.
All right, Cassie, are you ready for this?
I have faith in you, Doctor.
All right, let's do this.
Should I power down?
Let's go with a yeah.
Let's go with a yes. You'll be fine.
It's fine.
Quick power down. How do we power him back up?
Great question.
You have to hit play on my tape deck.
That's true.
Okay. I hit pause.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Easy to win an argument with him. You just hit pause and then run away.
Am I?
Yes. Don't ask.
Am I just using engineering on you?
Yep.
Because it's not. I was gonna say medicine still.
All right.
Because you're still, like, cutting a hole in his head. You have, like, a little laser.
Yeah, but engineers
cutting
cut
like
holes.
14.
Yeah, you cut a hole right around the spot where his head is.
Was.
Where his head is?
Yeah. Right around where the bomb is. So you can, as soon as you make the hole, it just sort of, boop, falls off. And you can see the bomb's just sitting
on
his head.
Hold on, why didn't he just remove my faceplate?
Good question.
Yeah, that's a good question. I got a fucking hole in my head.
You got a hole in your head.
I realize this now, and I'm like, why didn't
and
he tell me?
And the bomb is just sort of laying in there.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you just tell me?
I'm
going to
have
so
birds that are
going to
nest in there.
Off,
like, if
I'm
he
like,
jumps around too much, it rattles around in there. It's not really on there anymore.
So I'm going to remove the faceplate now and be like, could someone put that hole back in this part? Just okay, so anybody, just do
it. Oh, yeah, I got
it. All right, thank you. I'm going to take out the bomb now.
Well, the other guy is the one with the device. Hmm. He just puts it in there. It's like a little hose. And just whoop, sucks it right out of there and deactivates the bomb simultaneously. So it sucks it into the end of it, and then you just see this light go down the tube, this flashing light towards this container, and then it just spits out like the snake fireworks, where it's just like, that's kind of what it looks like, comes out the back of this thing. Just craps out the bomb.
Good.
Yeah. So that's one down.
All right. Well, I'm going to do myself now.
Okay. Yeah, cut a hole in your own head.
Yeah. I'm going to use anesthetic and
power me back on. Put my face back on. They never took your face off. They just cut a hole.
No, I took his face off.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Arcturus is putting the hole back together.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to power him back on.
There are a couple other doctors that are also working. They're doing okay. That's but they fine. Are much more nervous somehow than you, and also taking their sweet time so as not to murder anyone.
That's fine. I'm going for it. Like, you know, fuck it.
Sure.
Yep. How is a 23?
Yeah, and it's great. Yeah. Yeah. You cut a perfect hole in your own head. In fact, you cut it in such a way that it's just a flap, so you just close it back when you're done.
All right, give me with the sucker.
Another fucking radical bomb flap.
They're not gonna roll that against a human.
Oh, good point.
I've got a very tough brain.
It's okay.
I guess he's got a skull.
He does have a skull, but I mean, there's a hole in it. The bomb's just sitting in there, so puts it in there, and the machine seems to sort of gets a little bit on the fritz, and you feel a lot of shocking sensations all throughout your body as you feel like this is not doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Boomp.
Boomp. And then he's like, oh, this one broke. My bad. And he just puts it in the
I
corner.
I literally just put
one.
That against my brain.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Let me do it again.
Well, you're next, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Permanent -2 to intelligence.
A little better. A little bit better this time as he takes the bomb out of your brain and it spits out that bomb poo. Meanwhile, back at the fight, Klorpok is up, and he's just all over the place. He's having trouble even staying upright. The ref is saying, should we end the fight? This doesn't even, I mean, he seems like he's about to die anyways.
Two bots enter. One Todd leaves, bro.
Bendelfleur is like,
yes, it's right. Do not let it go until he's dead.
Well, he's a machine. Yeah. Can he die?
Klorpok, you could die. Alive? Klorpok only got a 13. Does that hit you?
It does hit me, actually.
A 13 hits you? Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to give me a plus to AC, so.
That's fair. So he hits you with another one of those claws that shoot out. Kind of wraps around your midsection and pushes you into the fence. So the claw is going to do 8 damage.
Oh, Todd doesn't like that.
You fly into the fence, but nothing happens.
Whew.
There's no sparking, to which then people are like, hey,
wait a second. Why are there no sparks on that fence? Somebody go check the power.
Somebody gets up and scurries
away
quickly.
Can I do like a performance to try to go?
You could try. Sure. Do a performance check.
Since I potentially know what the plan is.
Sure.
Ooh, 17.
So you do a good enough job. No one sees any sparks, but you're still like, yeah. So they're like, I guess it's working. But everyone goes a little crazy when Klorpok somehow comes from behind and hits you with his claw. That's latched around your waist now.
Wait, what, he gets attacked again?
No, he already attacked you once.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's wrapped around your waist right now.
Okay, I'm worried about my life.
Should be.
Is he like drawing me in?
Not yet.
Can I attack his claw and will it do damage to him?
It'll do a little damage, not too much.
What if I tried to, like, rip it out of his socket? Would that do a lot of
that
damage?
That might do more damage to it if you could rip it out. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to try to do that.
So it's your, it's your turn.
Yeah, I mean, if he hits me again like that, I'm going to die. So I'm just going to try to do the thing, like, take the, I'm assuming it's attached to, like, a cable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I grab the cable.
Yeah.
And then I wrap it around my elbow.
Sure.
And then I do, like, the super pull to try to, like, rip his cable socket out of his shoulder.
Sure.
I'm assuming that's some kind of strength roll.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I got a 26.
So you wrap your wrist around the cable, and you think that it's going to be real tough because he looks real heavy.
Mm-hmm. He's a big fatty.
But his treads aren't working properly.
Which is why I got the deal with fat shaming Craig.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no sort of resistance. So you yank this thing. He comes with it. You yank him so hard, he flies through the fence behind you and just smashes into the ramp into
crowd
like a
fatalities.
Million pieces.
Oh, nice.
Like, nice. Comes apart, like his his treads fly off. Pizza brain.
His pizza brain falls off?
you're still holding on to the cable. The cable's now just dangling out of the body at this point. He's just got smoke rising out of him. And, like, little sparks, and he's just sort of sputtering and shaking a bit. But he's dead.
All right.
And everyone's like, it's like a hushed silence. It's just silent right now. It's like, oh,
rip his head off.
I mean, he went into all pieces, though, right?
So there are, the pieces fell off of him. His chassis is still, like, the head and,
like
two of his little arms.
Walk up to him pretty epically.
Okay.
And grab his head and rip it off.
Strength
and
check.
And then I want to... 15?
Yeah, at this point he's so weak. Yeah, you struggle a little bit and you hear like the sound of servos trying to keep it inside of him, but you just rip it right out and sparks shoot out, and you notice that on the Jumbotron it's doing the same thing that you're doing, so the sparks fly out and they light up the whole room and everyone's cheering and going crazy as you hold the head of Klorpok up high. Other people are pissed. They're throwing their gambling tickets down.
Pan to the camera and be like, I guess this guy's the moment because I really seized it, bro.
Everyone's like,
Carpe YOLO.
This is the guy that won.
Carpe, damn it.
Sorry, it's one of those old Earth sayings that doesn't make any sense. Like, Sharon is Karen. Like, how can Sharon be Karen? They're totally different people.
The cage rises up, and the hologram announcer's in the middle of the ring, and he's beckoning you to come to the middle of the ring so he can let you give a speech.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's customary.
I just did give a speech, all right?
You were just yelling it with no microphone on.
Okay.
So, like, well, no one heard it, luckily, except for the people in your immediate vicinity. They were just like, oh, I hope he doesn't say that again. All so right, as I'm you trundle on up to the stage, let's cut back to the other area.
I wasn't trundling, I was walking.
You were trundling.
So that's a trundle. Best. And at that point, we're going to take a break. Hello, listeners. This is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about a number of things, really. First off, you know, we still got the old patreon.com/botchedpodcast. So I know times are tight and everything sucks, but if you feel like throwing some money around, Botched is here to gladly accept any and all money you throw at us, because we are whores, all of us. And we are proud of it. So patreon.com/botchpodcast. We still have all of our levels from $1 to $50 as well. But the thing I really wanted to talk about was twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. Season 5 of Botched is live right now on twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. If you want to experience the season as it's happening right now, every Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we do two episodes at a time, and you can get a little bit of a behind the scenes, and you can, you know, chat with us as well. So twitch.tv/botchpodcast. See everybody there. Bye. And we're back. All right, so meanwhile, in the Closet of Justice.
All right, Arcturus, time to get that bomb out of your, crystal?
Head. He's got a head.
Crystal
it's a head.
Head.
Yeah, head. I hope you have a diamond tip drill.
I have lasers.
Well, that works too.
All right.
Drill, baby, drill. All
right.
Yeah, roll.
So I actually rolled before. I got a 15, so that is a 21.
Yeah, no, you cut right in there, you know, nicely. It'll be very easy to fix this hole.
And I look at the guy with the tube.
Don't fuck this up, man.
I got it.
No, I'm pretty sure when you did it with the faulty one to my head, I don't have a favorite smell anymore.
He sticks it in his head, but apparently they didn't adjust properly for the heat. And the tube melts right around in the hull of his head. And then the rest of the machine just... He's like, oh, I messed it up again.
What's your name? What's your name, man?
Jaren.
Great. Great. Can we get another one of those tube things over here right now?
I'm an engineer.
Please? You sure are. Where'd you train?
Earth?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you give me another one of those tube things,
sure,
buddy?
Sure. We got a bunch of them.
Yep, just go walk over and get one.
He walks over and gets a tube thing.
Should we probably kill him, right?
He's absolutely useless. Well, yeah, but let's get this out of his head first.
Yeah, I could just go and I can use it. I know engineering.
Oh, well,
as well.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't know why we're using this guy.
I mean, I think he's a brother-in-law of one of the guys here.
Oh.
Well, there's a tube in my head.
Hey, guys, I got one. I got another one.
Okay, yeah, you should go.
Okay.
All right, just rip out that melted one out of his skull, and I'm going to do that
carefully.
Sure.
With lasers, I got a 21.
Sure. You managed to very delicately pull out this big, nasty, mangled bit of metal that is melted on the inside. He's like, all right, I set this one for the high heat.
Well, you put it in the freezer for a minute?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
It's not great.
No.
It also, he's like, oh, wrong heat. I didn't set it high enough.
It's Jaren?
Jaren.
All right, Jaren, go get another one real quick.
Okay. Runs over and gets another one off the pile.
He's got to go.
No, I know. You didn't do anything the last time. Why didn't you do anything?
I'm doing it this time. I gave him another chance.
Is he still awake?
He's still awake.
How angry does he look?
I don't know. How angry do you look? You've had two.
How angry does a star look?
Pretty angry.
Pretty
angry. Pretty pissed. Okay, well, I know that. And we can all... Just... All right.
Hey, I'm back with another
hey,
one.
Hey, that's great.
Hey, third time's the charm, you always say.
That doctor
I take that one out.
Sure.
With a critical
okay.
20.
Hey, let me just, sure real quick, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do it.
Sure, man.
I straight rolled a 19.
Yeah, you're fine. You just suck it right out there. It poops out the little bit of star stuff. They've taken most of the bombs out. I would say there are still like 10 or 15 people left with bombs on their heads. You guys can hear the cheering, so you're pretty sure this thing's wrapping up.
Where's Jaren?
I'm right here, sir.
I want to slog him.
Is that a sexual term for stars?
No. No, it's not. I want to take my crystal fist and hit him in the face.
Oh.
That's a 19 to hit him.
Yeah, you punch him right in the face. For how much damage?
What's the force of a star?
Two.
One plus strength mod, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you punch him right in the face. He's got a whole bunch of cuts on the side of his face because you punched him with crystals.
Well, no, I'm wearing a suit.
That's true. You are wearing a suit.
So
he has a big bruise on his face.
He's got lacerations.
Sure. Yeah, he's got some lacerations.
I take out some crystals and I cut his face up.
Ow! Unnecessary. I'm doing my best.
You're not doing your best.
I am doing
my best. Your
best
is not good enough.
It's not, but I'm doing it.
Why are you
Maybe
here?
Maybe you should get into advertising instead of...
I would like to keep... beating him until he stops talking.
It was a field promotion.
Yeah, well...
I was janitor in the engineering department.
Hey, is this your closet?
Guess what, Jaren? I'm going
to
be...
Welcome to my humble abode.
I'm promoting you again to sub-chief sanitation engineer.
Oh, wow!
Yeah. It's the think about your duties when you were just a janitor. It's that... Jeez. There you go.
But you got a sweet title.
That's right. That's going to look great on my resume.
Don't touch any machinery.
What about the floor buffer?
That's... You have to ask permission.
Who else is a janitor?
His resume is going to look better than him when I'm done beating him.
Yeah. Here's an analog floor buffer, and I hand him a mop.
Oh, okay.
You got to start...
How does this work?
You got to do some research.
How is he talking when I'm still punching him in the face?
Because he's that dumb that you just keep hitting him.
He's proficient in...
Talks normally.
Never mind.
He's really good at dodging.
Punch face talk?
No.
So do me another roll for medicine, and then if someone else wants to do the sucking
I'll do the sucking.
16.
Yeah, you cut a hole.
What's my suck
Max
check?
Here to suck.
It would be mechanical engineering or just an intelligence check.
Is it mechanical engineering?
No. 14.
You do a well enough job. It just sucks it on out of there. The other doctor people are also...
So I'll be assisting all the good doctors.
You notice that
Jaren.
That one of the Americans all of a sudden just goes Gah! And then just like he's cross-eyed and just slumped over a little bit.
Is that normal for
the guy's
them?
Like,
that's normal
I
for
think
them.
That's normal for them.
Yeah, there's a period of their life. It's kind of like a caterpillar becoming a butterfly, but it's a little different in that there's no cocoon and they don't become a butterfly.
The guy holding,
they just become brain dead.
The guy holding the tube is just like, I got it.
Yeah, well, hey man, what's your name?
Melnick.
All right, Melnick, you're demoted to sub chief sanitary engineer. You report to Jaren.
Jaren's like, I'm a supervisor.
That's right, buddy.
That all of your decisions need to be approved by upper management.
Awesome. So,
we're never going to approve them.
No, that guy's name was Scott, by the way, and he's just just not looking great. He's standing.
Wait, was that the American that didn't like it when I threw the other American into the trash compactor?
A little bit, yeah.
His name is spelled SCO apostrophe.
No, it's got a zero in there.
He
doesn't know how numbers
mega American
are
now.
So now he's not to worry about.
Yeah, okay, he's fine.
He's what we'll sure. be calling
I'm pretty sure
distraction.
We gotta go.
Potato.
We gotta go.
Sure.
Somebody strap him with explosives and let's get out of here.
So all the bombs are out of your heads. I'm going to say at this point.
Except for Todd.
Yeah, Todd's going to have to
except
call
for Todd.
Can I, how big is that vacuum?
You mean the little handheld ones?
Whatever we're using to suck the bombs out.
They look like a shop vac.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big. Well, the handheld shop vacs. So it's like probably
it's pretty big.
Foot and a half long.
I'm going to grab one.
Foot tall.
No, I got it.
Handle?
I'll grab it.
So what, like
hey,
a shark?
Hey, man, just getting three bombs out, we went through like four machines. I'm grabbing an extra.
True.
I'm
well,
grabbing an extra. Just because whoever made these is not
oh, they're smart. Hold on. I checked the label. Oh, it's American made.
Made in America.
There you go.
Made in America.
Made America. So let's go.
All right, let's get out of here.
You guys have to report back, right?
Meanwhile, back at the fight, it's now for your big speech.
You've had all
What's
this
up?
Time.
What's up, dudes? I'm real excited to be the new Slug World champion of robot fighting. As you can see, I'm leaking a lot of fluids, but I've got my... sponsor, Fat Shaming Christ, his line of robot vodkas that I'm going to chug here right on stage. So I'm just going to chug a bunch of robo vodka, which heals me, I believe, according to my character sheet.
Okay.
Is robo vodka different from regular vodka?
There's metal shards in it.
This is from Robosha.
Robosha! That sounds like some rebel shit to me, son.
No, that was the Rebolsheviks.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. We have to go to Robot Soviet Planet. And we don't. We just keep it the way it is.
Yeah.
No, this place is perfect the way it is. Don't you want to fight against the proletarian? No.
The proletarian, dude.
Your theme song's awesome.
I also want to claim my winnings in my my toddler accounts. Shout out to all my toddlers who are following me forever.
There's like 10 dudes out in the audience who are Woo! Kind of dressed like you, but with like boxes on their heads and stuff.
They got the red and
they're
yellow.
They're like
shorts
Todd Father.
Oh, so they look like Marshmallow.
Kind of.
And I got you guys can follow me on Todd Jobs. And all social media at Thoughtulies.
Uh-huh.
Thanks so much. And I'm going to need Dr. Joran to stitch me up in the locker room like ASAP because I'm losing motor oil and I don't want it to ferment and give me blood poisoning.
Everyone's real confused in the audience as to like where your speech is going. They're just like, he's kind of all over the place. More
I'm
than
the
usual.
Champ, baby.
Like,
well, he just got his brains knocked in.
The applause is, he never got hit in the head once.
You don't know where his brain
is. That we know of.
That's true.
Make sure to give him Thames oil.
So everyone is like half-hearted cheering because they're all still confused by your rambling speech that was all
thought
over the place.
Thought you, Lees.
Meanwhile, your theme song plays in the background.
I'm going out.
Everyone looks,
I need some blow.
So confused at all points of everything. Just no one understands. They're like, is it over? Like, I don't even know what's happening right now.
What happened?
The first thing I'm doing when I get home is learning that on acoustic guitar and recording it.
Sure. Good call.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they lead you to the locker room area.
Mm-hmm.
And
paging Dr. Joran.
Sure, they page Dr. Joran, but also...
Oh, God, my ancient device, pager.
Your beeper's going off.
My beeper, it's going off. Fuck, how does this work? This is from, like, 8,000 years ago.
It's just a number.
I
don't know what this means.
Also, Bendel Fleur is in the locker room with his, like, little slave person that he keeps with him in the little assless chaps and the gimp suit.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple other little crewmen, or whatever you want to call them.
Crewmen?
Yep, yeah. They're there. And they're like...
Crewmates.
He's like, you did a great job. You did a great job, Todd.
Yeah, dude.
As per usual. Here's your cut.
And then he pulls up a little pad, and he transfers credits to your account in the amount of 1,000 credits.
Also, all right. Of his winnings.
All of his winnings, yeah, which, I mean, like, which he doesn't know about. So your winnings actually net you...
Well, yeah, I forget what the odds were, but I had 8,000.
I think it was 10 to 1.
So what were the Todds were? It's his name.
They were zero now.
You said that's that. Fine. I don't care.
They were telling me the Todds. Well, then I won't.
You got 5,500 credits.
From an investment of 8,000?
Oh, you put 8,000 in?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, in that case, if they were
8 million.
55,000 credits.
That's how Dennis math works.
80,000?
Yeah. So I have 81,000 credits.
Sure. 81,000.
Oh, well, then you have enough money to buy all of us out of what we owe.
No, I don't. I thought freedom was like...
No, we only owe like 22,000.
What do we owe?
Because that's...
You each owe 100,000.
That's how interest works.
Okay. Is there something like on that I could like bet on that has like 2-to-1 odds or something real quick?
I don't know. How about us escaping?
You could bet on the next, the follow-up fight, which is like a palate cleanser. It's Clownbot versus Mimebot.
Shit. Do I know anything about these guys? I'm going to roll history check.
Neither one of them have won a single fight. They've all been just timeouts because neither one of them has any capability of dealing damage.
Give Mimebot some of the powder of Christ.
On a timeout. You have to bet on one of them winning.
Is it going to be a cage match?
No.
Fuck.
Cage,
I don't want to bet on that fight.
It's just something for people to watch as they exit.
Hold on, are you?
I'm not betting that fight.
Are you in the? You're in the locker room.
I'm going there.
What are you doing?
I'm in the broom closet with everyone else.
So
waiting for Ursula with the ship.
So Joran, I'm going to say you show up at the locker room, and Bendel Fleur's like,
wow.
Joran, finally got done taking that shit. Where's what's he doing?
He's cleaning up my mess.
I thought that was why he was there, to help, like...
Well, he kickstarts the process. I take over, and then afterwards, it's all him. He uses the cleaning powerful energies of the sun's radiation to purify the goop. And it takes a little while. This one was messy. I eat American food last night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they make chicken tenders, but the oil itself is made of chicken tenders.
That low run right down your chair.
That's better than the last time where instead of oil, they just used boiling ranch dressing.
That does sound like an American delicacy.
Yeah. It goes down rough and it comes out very, very smooth for a very long time. Oh, yeah, it's a hot smooth. It's like, it's slow moving though, so it moves. It's kind of like lava or magma, maybe like molasses if you microwaved it too long.
I mean, at that point, you could just say if you microwave ranch dressing.
But like way too long. Beyond the point, like somehow you make it so it stays ranch dressing and never separates in the microwave process.
That's just defined through the laws of physics.
I know. That's what came out of my butthole.
Well, that's America for you.
Can we make an American cookbook?
Yeah. Sure. I don't know how you replace chicken grease with hot ranch dressing.
But I'm going to try it. I'm going to fucking try it.
You just suck all the juices out and then have an injector of ranch?
You take a dry fryer. And then you just throw one of those bottles of ranch powder and just...
It's just going to burn. It's just going to burn.
An air fryer, yeah.
It's just going to burn it.
Cooking the American way.
You gotta inject it right inside the chicken.
So, yeah, hey, Todd, great fight, man. It was instrumental in knocking loose the bowels of my person. But, hey, do you want to maybe be healed?
I do, and I'm going to take my trunks off, so maybe if everybody could leave the room, but my doctor, bro.
Oh, like we've never seen your faucet before?
Leaky faucet.
Hey, you haven't seen it? Listen, it's a personal thing between a doctor and a patient.
Okay, fine.
I just had the powder of Christ and robot vodka. It's there's going to be some discharge. It's going to smell.
Oh, you got a message, by the way, that came through the thing and said that, what's the name of the company again?
Fat shaming Jesus? Yeah, Jesus fat shaming Christ.
Jesus fat shaming Christ. They want to up your sponsorship.
Oh, how much are they going to pay me?
Oh, they're going to pay you about 2,000 credits a fight at least for 4 ad buys per fight. You have to mention it 4 times per fight.
What if I give them a lifetime deal and I'll mention 4 times every time I do anything if they give me 19,000 credits?
They, I mean, it's not or like a it's not like a correspondence credits. Back and forth. They sent you a message. It's like an email. You could send one back. You might not get one right away.
Hey, Todd, maybe sure. it's late till we get on the ship where we have the lawyers.
Which ship?
Oh, right. We can.
Yeah. That way we can find a loophole.
Hey, what ship?
No, that's what we call our room. Oh. It's our friendship.
I thought Bendelfleur was gone.
He was about to leave.
I crit 20'd that, by the way.
Okay. I was going to say, he's about to roll, but he's probably not going to crit 20. No, he didn't. He's like, oh, okay, well, that checked out for you fucking weirdos. And then he just slithers his way on out of the room.
He's always very gross.
He is. He leaves a slime trail wherever.
All right. So, hey, man, let's get a little Healy jaunt with 17. To... heal.
Well, he's healing you. He's not cutting a hole in your head.
I want you to cut a hole in my fuck. I'm fine. Cut a hole in my goddamn brain.
I mean, like this round, I'm healing. Oh, this round, I'm okay. Cutting a hole in the head.
Well, while he's healing me, I'm going to try to sell the rights to all my Todd Jobs and everything stream.
You can take his faceplate off.
I take your faceplate off.
To my email.
That just looks horrifying.
I mean, that's fine.
Video messages that he sends back.
Thank you for your sponsorship. I am very appreciative.
No, Todd, stop. Stop.
Let me record for you an ad buy.
Oh, God. So I put the thing up, and I got a 18 to the bomb.
Yeah, you slurp it on out of there, and it just poops out that bomb waste.
And then I put his faceplate back on.
All right. Todd, you now have a bomb out of your head.
Thank the maker.
Well, you can thank me.
Ford.
Of Jesus fat shaming Christ, diet powder.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Follow me on patriotod.com.
Patriotod. Yeah, so you guys all have bombs out of your head.
Yeah, let's make a run for it. Shit.
Where did you tell Loras to meet? Or not, Loras. Same person, basically. Ursula. Where'd you tell Ursula to meet you?
At the rendezvous point that the entire group agreed on.
Okay. It's
to which we're all moving right now.
It's basically that secret dock where you parked her ship.
So we're meeting her at her place.
No.
The secret docking hole. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So yeah, you're making your way that way.
My favorite website, the secret
secretdock.com.
And there's a fair number of people in the area at this point because the whole fight, you know, letting out and all that stuff. So it's not like you're not going to blend in. But let's go.
I mean, I should probably have like a hood or something on because I'm the champ. I don't want people to recognize
me. Well, we don't need to. No. You don't need to be wearing a hood, buddy.
What about a big scarf?
Like, yeah.
Mac.
Wear a sun hat.
A gigantic feather boa.
A babushka.
Like a hoodie.
Mac,
a hoodie.
You're walking, and all of a sudden you feel somebody grab you by the arm and sort of hold on to your arm as they whip you, like not whip you around, but sort of like grab onto you and not let go. And you turn and look, and it's like a robot arm. And if you sort of pan up towards the person, do an intelligence check.
It's your father.
It's not.
18.
This looks an awful lot like Admiral Latvi. Except
from Latvia?
Most of his head is gone, except for like right around, like under his right eye, like the chin area, half his mouth, and then part of his body, like to his knee, and then to his elbow. Everything else is like a robot, but it looks an awful lot like Admiral Latvi, you know, before he got blown up.
Yep.
5 years ago.
Sure.
And he's like, I'd recognize you anywhere, Mac.
It's Lacutus.
Of Todd.
And he goes to slip, he goes to give you something with his hand.
Some tongue.
He goes it's to got slip a tongue you some hand. Tongue with his hand.
He's got that mouth hand thing.
Gross. What's it look like? Piece
it looks,
of paper?
It looks more like a
USB drive.
Like a USB computer drive kind of thing. He's like, here, take it.
Where have you been?
He looks down and so he's like, I've been better.
I said where?
Where? Unknown. Can't talk.
I'm going to take it from him.
Dale, no.
I'll take it from him.
Okay, you take it.
And I'll remove his hand from mine.
Okay.
And push him back and keep going.
Okay. He just sort of like shorts out and falls down in the hallway.
I'm playing with it in my hand to kind of get a better look at it.
Sure. Do a mechanical engineering check.
Don't got one of those, but I do got a critical 20.
Ooh. Yay. Ooh. You would know that this is one of the coded intelligence sticks that the Coalition of Planets used to use.
Are they coded in ranch?
No, they're not coded. They're coded.
COVID.
The Marik encoding language known as ranch.
They're coded now, in ranch.
Well, you don't know what it's coded in, but yeah, so it's probably some sort of coded information.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold on to it very tightly as I continue to walk.
Okay. All right. So you keep on walking.
Do it. I don't have a USB 3 port. I'm sorry, USB 6 port on me, do I?
On you?
Yeah.
Oh, let's...
Because I am an analog bot, right? I run off of a tape.
High or low?
Low.
You do have one USB port.
Okay.
In the back of your neck.
Thanks, Neo.
It's actually like right where your tongue's supposed to be. So
and every
like
time you try and plug it in, it flips to the other side.
Did you want the red stick or the blue stick?
Well, that's not the right way.
I can't see color.
So that's going on. Also, Bendelfleur went back in the locker room and noticed that nobody else is there.
And we hoof it.
Who?
Bendelfleur.
Oh, okay.
And at that point, we're going to call it. So thanks much for tuning in again. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers. His Lord and Majesty, Big Jim, Zucari, He Who Is Steve, The Nuck, Big John, Credicky Jackie Later, Skinner, Chris Wisdom, Shanda Panda, Lousy Apples, Daniel H., and Sparkle Brony 69. If you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast and do so, like our newest patron, Jessica McCarty. If you have a moment, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. It really helps the show grow. This episode of Botch's Bit Commander is you, Tao Shi, and we salute you. Thank you to Gozer for our intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_music. And as always,
Darren, you piece of shit.
We'll see you next week, nerds.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network.
For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com. Jordan Pyre.
Jordan.
Oh, sorry. Jordan.
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 Jordan. Jordan. It's just going right. That's what happens when you eat three slices of pizza real fast right before your brain gets all gooked up.
You have diabetes?
You get brain diarrhea. That's right.
Brain diabetes?